8:15, Friday, September 17th, day 19 of the Ida recovery. Senator Bill Cassidy joins us now. Dr. Mr. Senator Bill Cassidy. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Archie Chasson not doing so well. He's a little peeved, and I guess you heard by now about his conversation with the FEMA District 6 administrator, I think it was, about trailers and so forth. How hard is it to cut through bureaucracy and get some results from FEMA?
Well, it's going to be hard. Now, you're touching on a bigger issue. What do we do about housing? If you go to Lafitte, if you go to Tangipahoa, where we were yesterday, if you go to Grand Isle, where I'm going right now, and Lower Lafourche and Terrebonne, housing is destroyed. And so not all housing, but particularly for those who are most vulnerable. They're in a home that was built in 1958, et cetera. So we've got to find a housing solution that cuts through the red tape, that actually uses money ideally not only for temporary housing, but also to set up long-term solutions. We've been working on this for about a week now.
So where are you getting?
Well, it's a really good conversation with a woman who does Gulf Coast Housing Authority, who spoke of the financing mechanism of it. We're also looking on ways that you could expedite construction that is up to hurricane code, but at a lower unit cost per square foot. And so I can't say that we've got the answer yet. We've made a lot of progress in understanding how we could potentially get to a solution. Now, by the way, you still got to cut through red tape. Archie's right. Because we've learned that once you have federal dollars involved, there has to be a environmental sign-off before you rebuild, even if it's on the person's slab. They did this on the Road Home program after Katrina, spent 30-something million dollars, never rejected a permit, nonetheless were required to do this. And frankly, I think it was the Democrats in the Senate that objected to changing the regulations. So we've got to somehow acquaint people with the need to do things more quickly, because that process should be happening in parallel. It should not be holding up everything else.
But you still need temporary housing for them to work on their damaged homes, right?
You still need temporary housing, and there's potential solutions for that. I'm told that there's unused apartment complexes that could be employed, and with COVID, some unused hotel rooms. But on the other hand, if they're in the field like Lower Lafourche and Terrebonne, all those places are destroyed, so you're still a little bit further away.
So with FEMA trailers and formaldehyde and so forth, is that still a viable option or not?
Well, you can do it, but you got to let them air out first. And, of course, everybody, excuse the pun, has a sour smell in their nose. Mm-hmm. So, and FEMA has been reluctant to go back to the big Katrina parks. They'll put stuff on pre-existing trailer parks. Again, that's a temporary solution that, frankly, takes months to execute. So when I say that we're working towards a solution but don't have one yet, that's it. But we are working hard to find a solution. And by the way, in conversation with the governor's office, with local officials, so this will have to occur on several levels.
In terms of Washington and a relief package and getting something through that both Democrats and Republicans can agree on without having it tied to some type of Green New Deal or some other type of package, what's going on in terms of working with members of the delegation within Louisiana, from outside the state, both in the House and the Senate, et cetera?
The governor has put forward his preliminary accounting of what would be required post-Ida, and he feels that that's a good rough estimate. I mean, when I say rough estimate, yes, there may be a second package, probably will be, at least to get this started. And at least this gives us some seed money to work on housing. Now, again, as we've mentioned before, I think in our previous conversation, I'm sorry for the Northeast, but it helps Louisiana that the Northeast was so terribly affected by Ida, because that gives us two parties and two regions with more senators who are working to find a solution. I am confident that there will be a Ida relief package that comes up, you know, in the next month or so. Now, by the way, going back to housing, ideally, the things that we're not waiting till the package is approved to begin to work on the preliminary issues regarding housing. And I'm told there's been issues with HUD, Housing Urban Development Administration, as to doing that. So we've got to cut through the red tape to allow that preliminary work to occur. So when the money that we know is coming happens, then we can execute. So that's one of the how do you speed up the timeline partial solution that we're working on.
So let me go from the slab level for people that are in Lafourche and Terrebonne, St. John the Baptist, the other parishes that were so hard hit. They are now day 19 without power. They got to find somewhere to live. They're turning to you for help. All of the aid packages and everything else aside, and blue, red tape, etc. What would you tell them, Senator, if they were to say, okay, Senator, I understand all of that, but I need some place to live close to my home. It's been 19 days now. When can I look for some kind of relief, and what is that going to be when it comes here, when I do get it?
Well, FEMA has money already for temporary housing. So again, many of these folks are currently in hotels. For example, people who had hotel rooms to come into the LSU football game found that their reservations were canceled because the hotel rooms are full. Mm-hmm. By the way, that doesn't put them that close to Lafourche and Terrebonne, but it puts them closer than Shreveport. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, I was in Tangier yesterday, and they tell me there's 100 families in a home, that in a building that's run by HUD, and these families are in Shreveport. So, one, thank you, people in Shreveport, for hosting our fellow Louisianians. But, two, that's obviously not an ideal solution. But FEMA has money for temporary housing in pre-existing structures right now. After that, you just got to say we have a lack of pre-existing structures. How do we quickly build things that were destroyed? And that's, again, as I go back to, we think we have potential solutions, but we still got to finish cutting through red tape.
Going forward on this, I know we talked about hardening infrastructure, and it would have to be done either simultaneously at a different time, because time is of the essence here, and you can't build back a harder infrastructure and deal with all of the ramifications of that. So you got to, in terms of power lines and so forth, I think put it back like it is and then deal with hardening the infrastructure after that. I also think that when it comes to building up the code and so forth, you're going to have to, I guess, rebuild twice? Or are you saying maybe when it comes to rebuilding homes, have a higher standard and then hold the home builder to that? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we currently have, after Katrina, the legislature passed the same code that Florida has. So in different zones of the state, you have a higher code as to how to build. So if you're on the coast, again, a higher code. And what I'm told is for those that newer construction on the coast, even Grand Isle, that was built to code, that construction survived this Cat 4 hurricane. There is a subsidized housing for like police officers and teachers in Lafourche Parish that was built, fortified, and it survived with minimal damage. Now, ideally, you'd be able to build such structures in a short period of time, say 6 months. And so, folks, which is about the time, frankly, it takes FEMA to get a lot of their temporary housing put together. And in that case, you begin to create permanent housing solutions, and you're not spending twice. You're not spending for temporary housing and permanent. You're putting in permanent housing. Now, it's a little bit more expensive. So you've also got to figure out how to the way it's traditionally built. So you have to figure out how to lower your cost of construction and or your cost of financing. And again, those are the discussions that we're having. The community development block grant that's part of the disaster relief is a way to lower the cost of financing. And so if we can figure out how to make all this happen more quickly, as opposed to one step, another step, another step, another step, then we can bring in some solutions for those folks currently displaced.
I know people are listening right now. They're heading into the weekend, again, day 19 of Ida recovery. So many 17,500 in Lafourche without power. They're turning to you as a leader. They want some words to get them through the weekend. What would you tell them, Senator?
Well, first, power is soon to be restored, and so just the basics of life are getting better, and so that's number one. And number two, as people begin to return to those homes which are livable, it begins to free up housing closer to where they are. So that's next. Third, there will be federal relief coming shortly, and some plans, we're attempting to make some plans knowing that the relief is coming so that you won't have to wait forever even after it is done. Nothing is going to happen tomorrow except restoration of power, but over the next week, it's going to be like watching a child grow. Week to week, you may not notice, but over a longer time period, boy, didn't they grow. So knowing that we've come so far over the last 3 weeks, if they can just hang in there for the next 3 weeks and the 3 weeks after, I think you'll see more significant progress. By the way, I was in Tangipahoa yesterday going around with Robbie Miller and the parish president. And there is still piles of trash in front of homes. When I say trash, I mean trees. Mm-hmm. So the road's clear, but they're still picking up stuff. I say that we've made lots of progress. You can go down the road now. We've got lots more to do. You've got to clear the debris. So I recognize there are stages, but we also have to recognize.
Hi, Senator, you're breaking up, but I think we got most of it. Senator Bill Cassidy, I appreciate your time. Taking a break for traffic here on WWL.